Yeah, okay, we'll put that
down. Tell us, Wayne.
Okay. When you sit down to eat at the table, you generally have a knife, a fork, and what else?
Fork, that's all I ever had.
Well, if you got to eat soup, say, what would you have?
Oh, I have a soup spoon.
Okay. If you get a bunch of flowers and you want to keep them in the house, you need to put them in water. What would you put them, what do you call the thing that you put them in?
Well, I usually put them in a fruit jar.
All right. If you're a little fancier, you might put them in where?
In a flower pot.
Okay.
Or something similar.
All right. After you eat, what do you got to do? I mean, in terms of cleaning up.
Well, you wash the dishes.
All right. Once you soap the dishes, what do you have to do to them?
I don't know. I've never done much of that. I've done more of a knowledge of a bachelor. You know.
Well, you have to get the soap all in the dishes. What do you have to?
Well, then we have to see if they get washed and dried. That's all.
Isn't there something between washing and drying you usually do? Get the soap off them?
Oh, I don't know. Some people, they put a little, what do they do, just pour some water over it or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a word for that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a woman. You can't ask her. She don't know.
We want to find out what you'd say.
Oh,
you'd call
that
rinsing the dishes or anything?
See how dumb I am.
You would call that rinsing the dishes or anything?
Oh, or something similar, yes.
Yeah.
Be rinse.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to dry dishes off with?
Dish rag or dish towel.
Okay. Is a dish rag for drying them off or for washing them?
Dish rag is for washing them, and a dish towel is for drying them.
What do you call the thing that you use to dry yourself off with after you've taken a bath?
That's a bathtub towel.
Mm-hmm. When you have running water, what do you call the thing that you turn on to make the water come out?
Faucet.
Okay. If you have, say, a thing attached to the outside of the house, you can hook a garden hose up to it. What do you call that thing there that you turn on?
The outside faucet.
That's an outside faucet? Okay. How about on a barrel, if you've got, say, something you can turn on to get the liquid to come out of the barrel?
Turn on to get the liquid out of the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, that all depends. If you had kerosene or gas, that would be a gas barrel or a kerosene barrel. Or
well, let's say you had cider or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, something like that.
You have a little thing at the bottom of the barrel that you can turn.
A plug or a faucet.
You'd still call it a faucet.
Faucet, I would call it a faucet.
This next thing is real hard to describe, but let's give it a try. Let's say you got a bottle you want to fill up with cider or something like that, and you put something on top of the bottle so you can pour the cider in without spilling it all over the place. What do you call that thing?
I don't know. I never had cider. I don't know just how to answer that.
This is it's a real common.
Yeah,
I can't think of any better way to describe the thing.
I wouldn't know how to describe that at all. What would you say?
Well, I'd call it a funnel myself. I mean, is what I'm talking about.
Well, a funnel, yeah.
Is that what you?
That would be about it.
When you're say driving horses, generally you carry what?
Carry a whip.
Okay. If you're driving oxen, would you use anything different?
No, I guess not. I guess that's what they usually use. Of course, I never drove oxen.
Yeah. You wouldn't use a goad or a gad or anything?
No,
hickory.
Not on that. I don't think they would.
Okay.
Now,
when you go to the grocery store, they put your groceries in what?